Hi, and welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
So Rob, what's on today's agenda?
Well, today's topic came to me when I was sitting in a car and I looked over and I saw someone, you know, reaching up their nose, and I was thinking, wow, that is pretty darn gross there, you know? And then I was thinking, should I let them get away with this? I mean, you know, If it was me and I was thinking, well, sometimes I have nasal aggregates in there.
Nasal aggregate? Is that what they call it now?
Well, that's what I'm going. You know, maybe it needs to be dislodged. But I was thinking, you know, that person there, they should know, like, they're being pretty gross and I should tell them.
Isn't this a Seinfeld episode?
Oh, yeah. It's totally like this thing.
Was it a scratch or a pick?
It was a scratch.
Hey, it's me.
There's a couple of options what you could do. I mean, at the red light, you can really only do hand signals like, I caught you and I got you.
Or lean on your horn.
Right. You could do that too, but that might freak out everyone around you. But in public, my mother, she has this great solution what to do when she catches people. She politely offers them a tissue and say, oh, I think you look like you could use this.
Well, this is only good if you carry a purse with tissues in it.
Yeah, which
And your purse doesn't look like it has tissues in it, Rob.
No, I don't carry tissues with me. But I was thinking, too, that probably the worst place to be caught picking your nose is in grade school. Like, if you had a teacher catch you. And I was thinking, what would that be like to be on the other side?
To be the teacher.
Right, to be the teacher. So I actually have a teacher friend. His name is Alex Ort, and he taught grade school for 5 years. And this is what he does.
I used to sort of swishle over and just sort of nudge him a little bit and be like, dude, what are you doing? Cut it out. Don't do that.
And yeah. Then would they wipe it on him?
I think he said, like, the idea was to try not to shame these poor little kids. So he was one of the nice teachers. But I have to say that I think I had experiences with some of the not-so-nice teachers.
Wait, are you just admitting that you picked your nose in school?
Oh,
Rob,
maybe.
Is that what's just happened here?
Well, I might have been caught once or twice in elementary school. But it is this life-crushing event when you get caught doing something like that. So having
Come on, it's not like you're losing a pet. You picked your nose, for God's sake.
Yeah, but having a teacher say, son, now remove your finger from your nose.
Fair enough.
In front of all your friends is not the way to go. I guess you have to figure out how to be discreet.
Okay, so moving beyond nose picking, other gross things, situations you might be caught in, ways to deal with it?
Well, there is that situation where you see people eating with their mouth open.
Ah, cookie! Nom, 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 nom. Cookie! Nom, nom, nom.
So unless you're like a blue furry monster, which I guess is endearing to kids, eating with your mouth open is not the way to go. And again, scarring childhood experiences. We had an old lady lived next door to us, used to like to come over for Friday night dinner and eat chopped liver with her mouth open. And I'm still having haunting nightmares to this day.
Well, what should one do in that kind of a situation? How best to address it?
Well, see, my parents in that situation, it was this nice elderly lady, and they didn't want to say, excuse me, could you close your mouth? You're making my kids gag. So, I mean, they definitely discussed it with us afterwards. You know, this lady, she doesn't know what she's doing. And
maybe
I know
she had a jaw problem. Maybe it was a medical issue.
Yeah. But I think that, again, there's ways to be discreet here. You know, like if you kind of eat by example and do that one finger like, wait a second, and like really show people that you are waiting to swallow.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll catch on. The other thing you could do is just, you know, order shakes.
True. When your lips are around a straw, it's very good.
Right. The other thing I've found in eating is you could just throw out some facts to some people. For instance, did you know that if you're eating with your mouth open, you're more likely to swallow air, which in turn makes you more gassy?
Okay. Of all of the gross things that we've been discussing and those we haven't, what is to you personally the grossest one to witness?
All right, without a doubt, the grossest thing that I have witnessed is getting sneezed on. When someone sneezes on me,
it's terrible. When you can actually feel it.
Oh yeah, I flip out. Did you know that spit flies out over 100 miles per hour at you, and then all of a sudden you're just sprayed all over with just warm, disgusting germs from someone else? And I can't think of a more nauseating experience than being spat on by someone. So I tell people this could have been preventable. You know, sneezes, there's a whole warning system. You get the little itch in your nose, a tickle. And I tell people, get out of here. You know, you need at least a 10-foot radius when you're sneezing. So when I sneeze, I'd say, clear out, clear out.
Okay, but
I'm going to blow, right?
But you have a very young daughter who is not yet old enough to talk. She must sneeze on you.
Oh, she does much worse than that. She sneezes, she pees, she spits up. I mean, everything is like coming at me. It's disgusting.
Totally different standard when you're the parent of a young child, huh?
Right. Well, I've said to my wife, I said, all right, she gets to do this for 1 year. 1 year, I will take being sneezed on. I will take being peed on. I will take even projectile vomit, which has happened almost on a daily occurrence. But come her first birthday, no way. When she starts talking and she can understand daddy doesn't like that, I'm sorry, Rachel.
You're done.
It's over. It's over. She gets cut off.
Good luck with that plan, Rob.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Rob Sachs. Hey.